Sunday afternoon, Missy sat at their chrome-edged Formica table, writing out her wedding invitations. Her father, a large man at 6'7", 320 pounds, entered the kitchen and checked the large slab of Chinook salmon thawing on the counter.
"Jean's bringing a tossed salad. Can you make a potato salad?"
Daddy asked. "Sure."
"And baked beans would be good with the fish."
"I can do that." He was giving her the next 3 weeks off to get ready for the wedding. The least she could do was make a potato salad and dump a can of baked beans in a pan.
"Thanks, doll."
Daddy went outside, probably to get the barbecue going. Potato salad should really be called two-hour salad. Missy sighed and, at the sink, started peeling a 5-pound bag of potatoes. She'd use half the potatoes for the salad and the other half for hash browns this week. After she set the stock pot on the stove and the burner on high, she returned to Douglas's usual seat at the end of the table and started addressing the guest list that Robert's mother had provided several weeks ago, if not months. Her life had been a blur. The screen door bounced closed. Daddy walked to the sink and washed his hands.
"What'd you decide?" he said over his shoulder.
"What was that?" Missy peered up from her writing. Leaning back against the counter, Daddy dried his hands on a dish towel.
"What'd you decide? Are you sending one to Baker?"
I've been praying about it and..." She shrugged. Rick Baker was their old family friend and, to complicate things, her father's girlfriend's ex-husband.
"And?"
Daddy crossed his arms in front of him. "I can't seem to get past a certain memory of all of us camping on the Lewis River together."
"Oh," he peered up at the ceiling. "Now she's getting sentimental,"
he said, like he was talking to God. She felt herself bristle. "It is my wedding." For her entire childhood, the Stewarts and Bakers had been like one big happy family.
"You know he'll bring her," Daddy said.
"He might." If she invited Baker, he might very well bring his 30-something-year-old girlfriend to the wedding.
"It'll be very uncomfortable for Jean,"
Missy wanted to blurt, "and you." Instead, she lowered her gaze to the linen envelopes and mumbled, "Probably." Even though Baker had made some terrible mistakes over the last decade or two, she didn't want him to feel like she'd given up on him. Not wanting to lift her gaze, she doodled a daisy on a blank note card.
"It's your wedding."
Daddy strode past her into the living room and sunk like the Titanic into the old corduroy recliner.
"What's going on?"
Douglas, her older brother, asked, muting the television. On the other side of the wall from her, Daddy pushed down on the wooden handle of the recliner.
"She's inviting Baker."
"Huh?"
"To the wedding."
What? What's she thinking?"
"She's not. She's got bride brain."
Still seated, Missy peered up at the scuffed white cabinets. "Bride brain?"
"What's that?"
Douglas asked.
"You know the little statue on top of the cake of the bride and groom?"
"It's called a cake topper, Daddy," she snapped.
"That's how tiny your sister's world is right now. She's not thinking clearly. Neither is Robert. All they can think about is the little happily ever after couple on top of their vanilla cake and frosting."
Daddy was so wrong. "We're having a white cake with lemon filling."
"That right there was proof of the long month ahead."
Douglas chuckled. It wasn't a month. It was only 20 days. Cheeks hot, Missy wrote out Rick Baker's name and address across the face of a linen envelope and double-checked every detail before she sunk it into the middle of the pile for safekeeping. Missy scooped the mashed potatoes into a serving bowl and set them on the table, near the platter of Daddy's smoky grilled Chinook salmon with Parmesan cheese on top.
"I thought you were making potato salad."
Daddy stared up at her. "I forgot to set the timer and I overcooked the potatoes."
"Oh, that's too bad."
Missy took her seat and gripped hands with her fiancé on her left and Daddy's girlfriend Jean on her right. They bowed their heads for prayer. After a few seconds of silence, Robert cleared his throat.
"Thank you for this meal, Lord, and the hands that prepared it. Thank you for Pastor Norris's sermon today. Be with his family. Be with President Carter and his family, too. And be with our country, Lord. Help us to be a God-honoring nation. Amen."
"Amen,"
Daddy said.